WKJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, we have cloudy skies, windy conditions, 31 degrees in Atlantic. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Greenfield, see Gail Stewart at the Adair County Mutual Insurance Association. A wind advisory is in effect for the entire listing area until 6 p.m. We look for it to be mostly cloudy today with a chance of light rain or drizzle this morning. We already saw some sprinkles earlier. Temperatures will be falling into the mid-20s. In the news, a program designed to feed children in the Atlantic School District over the weekend has received approval and is expected to begin next month. Deanne Schreiner, Food Service and Wellness Coordinator for the school district, said during Monday night's meeting of the Atlantic School Board, she was approached about the backpack program a couple of years ago, but at the time it was the consensus of the district's principals that the need wasn't there, but that's not the case now.
This year, I had a couple instances where kids would come to me on Monday morning and just state that they hadn't eaten all weekend. So that was probably my first really gut feeling that I need to pursue this a little bit further. You know, it was a long weekend, they had no food, and they were starving. So, I mean, even enough, what we served for breakfast was just not enough to fill his stomach for whatever reason, but he hadn't eaten all weekend. So it was pretty touching, and it really kind of moved me to pursue this a little further.
Schreiner said after much research and phone calls, the program started falling into place. One of the places she contacted was the Food Bank of the Heartland in Omaha, which has the program. After a conversation, she was moved up to the top of their priority list because Cass County is in what's called a red zone, which means it's an underserved community. Officials with FBH met with the district's principals after the Christmas break, and things have been taking off from there. Schreiner said her goal was to start with 15 backpacks of food, but the count is currently at 144, which will be provided by the Food Bank of the Heartland.
And the best part of all that is that it's free. Free to us and free to our kids. So they will be receiving two breakfasts, which includes two breakfast cereals, two cartons of milk, and two lunch items, which is like an Easy Mac or a macaroni and cheese or a canned item, and then a juice, and then there's a canned fruit.
The main goal of the program, she says, is to make sure that kids have food in their stomach, which is hoped will increase their test scores and improve their concentration. Schreiner says if she can raise more money, the wellness team will supplement the Food Bank of the Heartland backpack with two main dish items, one or two juice boxes, and two snacks. That'll cost about $2 to $4 per pack. She says there is a lot of community support behind the project.
I've been partnering with Food Pantry. They've been giving me food already. We've already been doling that out to some kids that are hungry over Christmas break. We gave away probably four or five different grocery bags of food to children. The Food Bank, and then Hy-Vee. Hy-Vee has come on board, and Amy has been just remarkable. She wants to go full force, and her and I are working together on doing the whole marketing campaign and just to get the community involved.
Hy-Vee will also post signs throughout their store that indicate which items are Friday-friendly. When customers purchase those items, they can give them to the cashier who makes sure the school receives those products. The food packs from the Food Bank for the Heartland are expected to arrive next week with distribution beginning February 1st. Students who are referred to the program by district staff and selected by the principals of each building and Schreiner, students do not need to be on the free and reduced meal program. Once those students are most in need are identified, the food backpack will be placed in their locker and a waiver form will be sent home with their parent, which will give them the option of permitting their student to receive future backpacks or to decline the offer. News time is 7:09.
In today's world, you need to shop around for the best insurance. Just like you shop around for the best car deal or the greatest savings on groceries. When you find that insurance, you want to know you're getting the best coverage for your dollar. That's where your independent agent can be your best friend. Your independent agent can select the best coverage for you personally. No matter what you need, life, health, home, or renter's insurance, your independent agent can recommend the best coverage for you. See one of these independent insurance agents. In Oakland, your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marcia, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. See Gail Stewart at the Adair County Mutual Insurance Association in Greenfield.
The Atlantic Public Library recently received a $500 donation from the Trevor Fredrickson Memorial Fund to help complete their new Dr. Seuss area located in the children's section. Reading was an important part of Trevor's life. He took part in many summer programs at the library when he was young and continued to enjoy reading from then on. Melanie Petty with the Fredrickson Memorial Fund says they hope many children will get to enjoy the fun space that the library is putting together and that they too will find a love of reading to last them a lifetime. Well, students in Mrs. Leiferman's Atlantic Middle School Language Arts class performed in a mock trial recently. The trial was held in the Cass County Courthouse as part of the students' unit on The Outsiders by S.E. Clinton. The trial, which was presided over by Judge and Attorney at Law J.C. Van Ginkle, was based on actions which occurred in the book by Clinton, with the witnesses based on characters from the book. Some of the students took on the role of police and crime scene investigators, while others served as part of the defense and prosecution. Additional students were selected as part of the jury based on an application letter they had submitted. In preparing for the trial, students were required to research the Iowa Code and, in conjunction with Van Ginkle, worked with the prosecution and defense teams. The students say the mock trial was a great experience, a chance to see the legal system at work, and it gave them an opportunity to problem solve as well as think on their feet and utilize their speaking skills. Students on the jury discussed the case and used their listening and reasoning skills. News time is 7:12.
The Right Insurance Company makes your life easier. There's more to shopping for insurance than price. Some companies specialize in one type, others in another. That's why your independent agent can select the program for you that best suits your particular needs. That way, you get the best company. Your independent agent can tell you which company gives the best service and rates for your needs. You can rest assured that you're getting the best value by using one of these agents. See Brocker Carnes & Carnes Insurance, your independent insurance agents in Anita, Atlantic, and Council Bluffs. In Avoca, see Gary or Deanna at the Western Iowa Insurance Agency. Your independent insurance agent in Elkhorn is Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated. Or call 764-6000.
In the funeral announcements, Leonard Bauer, age 90, of Exira, died Friday. Funeral services for Leonard Bauer will be today at 10:30 at Trinity Lutheran Church in Avoca. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Ida Jane Boss, age 84, of Stewart and formerly of Menlo, died Saturday. Funeral services for Jane Boss will be Wednesday at 10 o'clock at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart. Betty Brake, age 81, of Atlantic, died Saturday at the Cass County Hospital. Funeral services for Betty Brake will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the First Assembly of God Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. Geraldine Brown, age 85, of Oakland, died Saturday at the Oakland Manor. Funeral services for Geraldine Brown will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Oakland Christian Church. Recon Beath Funeral Home in Oakland has arrangements. Robert Brundage, age 92, of Irwin, died Friday in Harlan. Funeral services for Robert Brundage will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan. Nicholas Nick George Hazy, age 88, of Erling, died Sunday at Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. A massive Christian burial service for Nick Hazy will be held on Thursday at 11 o'clock at St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Erling. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Alice Madron, age 89, of Redfield, died Sunday in West Des Moines. Funeral services for Alice Madron will be on Friday at 10:30 at the Redfield Christian Church. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has arrangements. Norma Summers, age 83, of Atlantic, died Sunday. Memorial services for Norma Summers will be Friday at 6 p.m. at the Zion Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has arrangements. And Helen Pesci, age 95, of Harlan, died Monday. Services for Helen Pesci are currently pending at the Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan. The news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Oakland, your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marsha, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.